Give me the flats at dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
Whoa. Can't mess up my intro. That's just not even right. I don't even know what's going on right now. Let's try this again.
Give me the flats at dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him, I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good Monday evening, everybody. I am the host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show. I am Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. I appreciate you guys joining us tonight, as always. Got a couple special guests going to be on tonight, or one at least that's on there now, I believe. I'll get with him in just a second. And then I also have, all kinds of fun things to get to. Real quick, though, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go and do the sponsors of my show and myself first thing in the get-go. This way here at the end of the show, I don't have to worry about messing with all that. Tonight's show is brought to you by Kayaks by Bow, located here in Titusville, Florida, one of the largest selections of kayaks in Central Florida, in fact, probably the entire state. Stop by, check us out on US 1, or you can also go to our website, kayaksbybow.com. Jackson Kayaks, Tackle Webs, Orca Coolers, Bending Branches Paddles, Hook 1, and yakangler.com. Thank you folks for helping me out and supporting me. Definitely appreciated. So let's see real quick. Let me go to the phone lines. I know this guy is about to go go-karting. Sounds like he's already go-karting. Are you go-karting? Nick. Hello. Are you there? You're back on hold. Failure. Anyhow, so let's see, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. We've got Bill from Orca Coolers who's going to join us. He's going to tell us all about their new rotomolded cooler. If you've got an Echo, do me a favor and hit refresh, and that should get rid of the echo. Yeah, that's usually how it works. But anyhow, without further ado, I'd like to take an opportunity to congratulate last month's picture contest winner. You know her. You probably love her. She's in the chat room. Miss Melita, Yak Groupie, she won with 51 likes of her flounder picture. So at some point, do me a favor and send me your information, address, and I will get you out a prize pack. Oh, she just logged back in, so maybe she didn't hear me. Yak Groupie, you won last month's photo contest. So cool, awesome. Just had a couple people join us there in the chat room. We've got Black Fly Guy, Captain X Crew, Chasing Tails, a bunch of guests. Guests you can sign in using your Facebook account if you want to join in the craziness that is usually the chat room. Feel free to do so. And you got Hammerhead, Mr. Greg Crisp. Congratulations to Mr. Greg Crisp. His son won the Elusive Tails photo contest. Congratulations, man. That's awesome. Great shot of his boy. I think that was his first striper, too, a big striper. Caught solo in the big tuna. I don't think Dad gave him any help with that. So, yeah, kudos. Got Haywood in the chat room there. Win Not Wade is in the chat room there. Mark Lozier. Let's see. All kinds of folks. Cool. If anybody's got a good fishing report, man, they want to give me, feel free to call in. The guest call-in number, as always, is 714-816-4727. And just let me know what you did, where you been. Let's see. We got Gator Dave in there, too. Man, it's a whole slew of people. Peppy's back from Miami. Bet you he's glad to be home. Chip, the Godfather Gibson, Arlie. It's like a small boondoggle inside the chat room. Yeah, I need your mailing information. I guess you still can't hear me. Whatever. Cool. Let's see if I can get to my caller again. Nick. Hello. Area code 407. Nope. Fail. So we got big news. We've got a Chip just released the... Oh, I guess that's Steve who's listening on the phone. Chip just released the Android app for Kayak Fishing Radio. So for any of you guys out there that's using an Android product, you can check it out, KFR Android app. And soon to be released, I believe, will be the app for our iPhones too. Correct, Chip? As soon as we get that all worked out. So if you want to listen to Kayak Fishing Radio streaming live during the shows and you can't get to a computer, download the app and you can listen to us live. Apparently I'm streaming live right now on the Android app, which is pretty cool. And what else? Chip's typing. See what he's got to say. But fishing down here, man, has been interesting lately. It was hot. It was hot, hot, hot for a couple of weeks, and now it's literally just hot, hot, hot. The cool air has, the cool air has since gone away, and we've got 80-degree temperatures in the afternoons. So, I think it's messing the fish up, confusing them a little bit. We're getting some dirty water in areas that weren't dirty before. So I know that, we've got a couple guys in the chat room that went fishing today. I was hoping that I'd get one of them to call me, but it doesn't appear that we're going to. Mr. Allen, Mr. Backflip, give me a shout if you're in the chat room there, if you're paying attention. 714-816-4727. I had the pleasure of taking Marty out from Jackson Kayaks. Marty is the VP of sales and over there at Jackson. We went out fishing. We hit the no motor zone, and it was kind of bad. But we definitely had a good time anyways. It was a little tough. But now I got all kinds of callers calling me. Picked up a decent trout. He didn't catch anything, but he enjoyed his time out there on the water. And he had his wife with him, too. So that was cool. Sonia, it's nice to meet her. She runs the website for Jackson Kayaks. So good quality time spent on the water with some friends is always good. Yak Grouper said she caught two catfish and a pufferfish. Well, that's not good. But, all right, cool. Let's get to the phone lines real quick and see who we got here. I've got... Hello, welcome to Fishing Florida Radio.
Hey, Chuck, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
All right, man. Let me step outside because I'm not able to read all of these crazy texts and be able to talk on the phone.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, what's up, man?
You're not live or anything, dude. I mean, you know, no hurry.
Okay. Well, yeah, what's up? I mean, nobody was giving you a call about what's going on in the water, so I figured I'd chime in and let you know what happened this past weekend.
Yeah, man, tell me. What's going on?
Okay. Well, Tyler put up the other day that he was going to head out and just hit the flats and chimed in and said, yeah, man, I'll go along with you. And I know Nick wanted to go along, too. So since today is Nick's birthday, shout out to Nick. I don't know if he's listening into the show or if he's chomping down on a burrito out at some Mexican restaurant. I'm not sure. But he's out doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They're going go-karting and all kinds of things. But, yeah, I've got some obligations here at the house. But we decided to head out. And, of course, they've all been Barbie rod crazy for this month. And to be quite honest, I was a little kind of closet Barbie rod guy myself. I wasn't really into the whole thing in the beginning. I was like, this is pretty cheesy. I don't know if I want to be throwing that. I gave it a valiant effort at the top secret Jacksonville fishing spot, cough cough, probably, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago. And I couldn't even tie a knot. I couldn't tie a knot with the thing. I ended up just throwing it back to him. I'm like, here you go, man. I'm done with that. And pull three more out. And I'm like, all right, I'm out. Thanks. But him and Tyler were pretty adamant about throwing it and just, you know, just doing whatever. They were just like, whatever. I get a fish, cool. If not, you know. And I'm throwing my own thing. We just launched over in the lagoon and just worked a couple areas that Tyler knew. We were just kind of hanging out. The conditions were pretty crappy for the first part of Saturday morning. Did you make your way out there Saturday?
Yeah, you did.
Were you guys out in the no motor zone or what was up?
Yeah, we were in the no motor zone, man, and it sucked.
It sucked?
Yeah, it sucked.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry to hear that. It was, to tell you the truth, I mean, the lagoons they're great, and a lot of people tap into the no motor zone, and, you know, it's always a challenge fishing out there because, you know, one day it's one way, and then the next day it's totally different, you know, so it's a big accomplishment when you can do it really well in the no motor zone, and then, like, the next day you go, and you're like, where did they take off to, you know? But just working the flats over in the lagoon, we had, like, 10, 15-mile-an-hour north winds, and tried to get out of the wind, couldn't really avoid it, so we just ended up drifting around in the boat and just blind casting for most of the morning. But they were there, you know, I mean, the first 10 minutes that we got over there, I pulled out a 27-inch trout close to a couple of islands, and we saw a bunch of cruising fish, we saw a couple of schools pop up, but they were making a beeline, like they didn't want to touch anything the whole morning. So we got a couple of reds just blind casting, and started to drizzle a little bit. I mean, it was pretty crappy conditions. The fish were biting. And we finally make our way further north, and the wind just stops, and the clouds start to part, and the sun comes out, and it gets extremely crystal clear. And the whole time, Nick's like, you know, standing in front of the boat, just whipping the Barbie rod and trying to pitch it out. And he did well. I mean, he actually got, like, I think he got one red. It was probably like 18 or 19 inches, and a couple little baby trout, and Tyler's like, oh, yeah, me too, me next. So Nick hops back and starts poling, and Tyler hops up front and starts working the Barbie rod, and I think he gets a trout or two, and just like, I want to get a picture. He's like, don't get a picture with me with this thing. We're not doing that. Let's just kind of keep it on the hush-hush. You know, after they catch a couple trout, and I've caught a bunch of fish for the day, I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to try. I'm just going to do it. I don't care. I just want to, you know, peer pressure kind of set in, and I need to get a fish on this, and we start working, like, a couple deeper flats in, like, 3 feet, and I ask him, I'm like, hey, how am I going to know if I get a bite on this thing, because there's so much slack, and they're just like, it'll just stop, you know, you'll be reeling, it'll stop, you won't know what to do. I said, okay, and just started working a 3-inch Gulf shrimp, and I ended up getting a 25-inch trout on the thing. And was not prepared for that at all. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Dude,
that's the best report I've gotten all evening.
Well, yeah, we haven't got anything else, basically.
That's where I was going with that, brother. No, I'm playing. That's cool, though, man. And you know what? Listen, if you're a closet Barbie rod fisherman, don't feel bad. We only have about 100,000 downloads of our podcast plus live listeners to this kayak fishing radio show, so nobody else will ever know.
Great. Well, you know, in the big scheme of things, for everybody out there who's like, oh, I'm not going to throw a tank, I'm not going to throw a baby Barbie rod, you know, it's like, it's a fun challenge. You know, it's not just being goofy and having fun. It is hard as crap to get a solid fish on that rod. Like, you're not going to hook set. If you want to hook set, it's a full body yoga motion. You know, you don't
yoga motion.
Dude, like, you have to, like, pop one foot out and lift your rod and crack your back, and it's pretty insane to get a hook set on that thing. I don't even think I got a hook set. I just kind of panicked, and I think I screamed like a girl and just started reeling, and sure enough, I'm like, there's a 25-inch trout about it. I'm like, there's no way you could have prepared yourself for that. That was sure luck. But when you start practicing with it, it's actually, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, it makes sounds
cool.
Weird and goofy at first, but it catches on.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, every now and again I get wild hair, and I've got a little Shimano Saros 1000 with 4-pound mono on it. And I'll go out there with a little crappie rod and get after him when I know the schools of slot reds are pretty thick. But listen, man, hang on for me for just a little bit, and I'll get back to you in just a minute. I think I got my guest of the evening, Bill, there on hold, but I want to try and find Nick. I think he's over here. Let's see. Nick, is this you?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Real quick, man. Tell me what's going down with the
all
Barbie
over here
rod
just
challenge.
Sampling some taquitos over here. Hold on a second. Let me step out. You guys can hear me. All righty. We just got out of the Orlando Brewery, playing some darts, trying some beer, and we're working our way over to some speed golf carts. But to throw you guys down, a little Barbie rod challenge. Just started as a friendly little thing, and it turned into something larger than I ever expected or had time to put towards. But Barbie rods. Quick thing, it's just the big thing about it, it's all about getting over your ego and getting out there and be comfortable using a Barbie rod. We've gone out there, and it's funny the stories that I've been getting from people that have tried it. People are very hesitant at first to do it. They get out there with their Barbie rod, they start tossing around. Often they look around, they see other people looking at them, and everyone just starts laughing. If you use a Barbie rod for more than 10 minutes and you don't laugh, this tournament isn't for you. You take life way too seriously. Getting out there with a Barbie rod is just a blast. I'm serious. Sounds silly, but it's really been taking off. And we've had several sponsors come on board. We've got Tackle Webs. We also have the Florida Fish and Radio that's getting behind the trophy. And we're getting in. You know, it's one of those things where I'm not looking to, you know, get sponsor crazy with or anything, but I love it where if sponsors want to run a weekly challenge, it's more of a community than a tournament. And they're coming on into it and, you know, just being silly, you know, posting up some pictures of, you know, have a tea party on the flat for all I care. Just be creative and have fun with it. A lot of people around me, I've noticed, have started taking fishing way too seriously, and it really ruins it for you. And I started doing it myself, and just taking it way too serious and getting out there on the water, trying to get me, you know, an overslot red every time I get out there, and at least a 24 or more inch trout. And it used to just beat me up, and now it's just about going out there and enjoying the day, and taking it one day at a time and just living in the moment, and that's kind of the whole purpose behind this event. So we're getting the page set up today, and I wanted to just announce the winner, which was just on there, Justin Ritchie with that 25-inch trout. It was neat to be able to witness that thing. That thing bent that little rod in half, and I'm surprised that thing didn't explode.
None of us were prepared for that, man. I had a couple people that were like, that's not true. Like, some of my Bass Pro Shop friends called me, and they're like, no way, man, you're just posing with it. I'm like, no, I have a captain's reputation on the line that can vouch for me, and I've got Nick. They both were there. I mean, the thing was hanging by a thread. We were like,
yeah, that
hook
was barely in the mouth. That thing was barely in there. But, no, I got to definitely give props to Tyler. I mean, he definitely knew where the fish were that day. He got us in the area, and it was fun, man. It was fun. I enjoyed pulling around, and there's a lot of fish out there. I mean, they're out there, man. The lagoon's definitely happening.
Yeah, we were talking about it
later on that day. You know, being kayakers, when we get to a flat, we got to pick apart the flat. You know, you got to really that tests your skills. Say, okay, if there is a couple fish here, I got to figure out how to pull those couple fish out of that flat because you can't cover as much water as a boat. So every now and again, you know, it's nice just hopping aboard a friend's boat and just cruise around and popping spot to spot and saying, okay, if they're here, cool, let's catch a couple. If they're not, let's move. You know,
yeah, I spent the first couple hours laying flat on my belly because I'm used to looking at the water movement from as low from a kayak and be able to read the water. I'm sitting there laying on my belly reading it out, and then hopping up on that platform was definitely a blast. But I'm looking forward to getting back out there in the Malibu.
Killer. So listen, if anybody wants to join the Barbie Rod Challenge, where are they supposed to go to find this Barbie Rod Challenge?
I just created a
place
page for it. I'm going to start sending out the invites and definitely putting it up on the Space Coast, the Space Coast Kayak Anglers. I'm going to put up a little link for it. It's just the Barbie Rod Challenge on Facebook. You can look it up and or go facebook.com/groups/Barbie Rod Challenge. But honestly, it's a lot easier to get the invite and hop on the Space Coast. Or we can put up on the Kayak Fishing Radio page and get it up there for anyone that wants to participate. We'll get tons of prizes given out every week just for fun. It's just got to let loose and get your kids involved and get the family involved and everybody else, maybe even the dog.
Get the dog involved. Why not?
Get the
Sounds
dog
awesome.
Involved. Get creative with it.
All right, man. Well, listen.
My tacos are getting cold over here.
No worries, man. Hey, happy birthday and enjoy
Thank
yourself
you,
and don't wreck too many golf carts or go karts.
Hey, man, I'm not driving tonight, man. I'm not driving. Well, maybe just
All
a go
right,
kart.
Brother.
Too.
Take
All
it
right,
easy, man.
See you guys. All right,
see
bye.
All right. Well, Justin, I put you on hold, buddy. I got to go over to Bill before Bill shoots me. Bill, I got you.
I guess so.
What's going on, buddy?
I was just listening in. I wasn't gonna call in, but I couldn't hear on my computer. I wasn't getting any sound.
Yeah. You just gotta refresh like a million times. It's kind of a pain. Hang on, just one second, Bill. Let me see if I have the other Bill too here. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. This is Bill.
This is Bill.
Bill.
How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing good, brother. For those of you that are not aware, Orca Coolers is a new cooler manufacturer. They, real quick, I'm not going to give them the whole rundown. I would like for you to do that. But basically, they're rotomolded cooler, much like the competition. But the difference being that they are made completely here in the United States. They have a lifetime warranty on every piece and product. In fact, and this is my little favorite little part about it, is Orca Coolers are manufactured in Sparta, Tennessee at the Jackson Kayak Facility. They are not in cahoots with each other in any other way besides the fact that they just help you rotomold your coolers, right?
Yeah, we decided about a year and a half ago that we wanted to get into this game. And, you know, one thing that became very apparent to us early on was that you look for the best rotomolders out there in the business, and certainly Jackson Kayak has that reputation for not only their attention to detail, but producing a quality-made product. And so we went to those guys and we said, hey, we're looking to start up, you know, producing rotomolded coolers, and our main emphasis on our product will be that it's made in America. And it was a perfect time for them because it actually, you know, it creates jobs for them and, you know, allows them not to do layoffs and things like that. And, you know, it's perfect for us because we were looking for a company that, you know, that has such high attention to detail and liked our, you know, idea of producing a cooler here stateside, creating American jobs. And, you know, we feel if folks are going to pay for a premium cooler, you know, we don't want to ding you up when something goes wrong, so we're going to send you replacement parts for the life of the cooler. And we stand behind that 100%, you know, lifetime warranty there. So right now we currently have a 75-quart model available in four colors, a white, tan green, and hot pink. And our hot pink gives 3% back to Susan G. Komen Foundation right here in Nashville for a Race for the Cure. And somewhere coming out after the first of the year, so hopefully around January 15th, we'll have our additional sizes, which will land really good to your kayak guys. We'll have our 20-quart and our 35-quart, and then 50-quart, 120-quart, and 260-quart coming. So we're trying to grow slow, but looking for folks, you know, to help us get that brand recognition out there and, you know, just all about growing our business slow and smart at the same time supporting some great folks.
Yeah, when I had an opportunity to check it out over there at the Fishing Florida radio show that I got, I was honored to share the studio with you, my friend, and Steve Chapman, Mike Ortego, and Boudreaux. The fit and finish of that cooler was really, really impressive. And I just spent, as I said earlier in the show, I just got a chance to spend a full day with Marty from Jackson Kayaks, and you know, I complimented Marty on the fact that the quality control that comes out of the factory over there, no matter what it is, whether it's the whether it's your coolers or whether it's the Freedom Hawks or whether it's, you know, the actual Jackson products, it's just man, it's a great looking cooler for sure.
Thank you so much. We, like I said, we attention to detail bar none with those guys, and you know, compliments, hats off to those guys for making sure the quality is there. And you know, this is just our first product that we're bringing to market. Our company actually stands, Orca actually stands for Outdoor Recreation Company of America. So, you know, our cooler is just our first tool to get to market. We've got some really, really cool stuff coming out after the first of the year that is really going to be really cool. But again, 100% American-made products, everything we make, whether it's, you know, guideware or, you know, the other things we come out will be, our attention will be same type quality and produced stateside here 100%.
Man, it's awesome. I know we were kind of chit-chatting a little bit about the fact that you guys do offer for an upcharge some custom coloring. I think it's an upcharge. Is it an upcharge for the custom coloring?
For custom coloring, it you know, you can order one of any color. It just takes a little bit of time to get that. We don't charge any upcharge for that. The good thing we think we're going to be able to do is take some of those great Jackson colors and do some swirl patterns and things like that coming in the future. So the guys that have that, you know, Jackson kayak and they're looking for a certain color, we're hoping to be able to do some of those swirls to match your boat.
Nice.
So that's some exciting stuff coming there.
That is some pretty exciting stuff, especially for us Jackson users, man. That's killer. What about, and the question, there was just a question in the chat room. Greg Chris, who's also a fellow Jackson kayak team member, was asking if you think you could do an Illuminati version.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, we get to see that early on in up at the Jackson Kayak plant when they were just launching that stuff, and the question rose, can you do that? And they certainly said, you know, we certainly don't see why we couldn't. So that's coming. It'll get there.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, I mean, everybody kind of looks at a rotomolded cooler and wonders, you know, well, why this, you know, why is it priced at this much? Or, you know, folks just don't understand, or a lot of folks don't understand the concept of rotomolding and how intricate that process is.
Absolutely. And be quite honest, when I was approached about coming to the work for this company, and the owner said, hey, we're going to produce a $400 cooler. I said, man, who buys a $400 cooler? He said, well, I want you to take a look in your basement and see how many $40 coolers you have that either leak, are broken, or something comes apart about them, and or they leak in your wife's minivan or Tahoe or something like that, and they don't serve the call, you know, the purpose of what you got. And I started looking at that. And I said, man, you're right. I've got a ton of coolers in my basement that, you know, don't work. They don't hold up. You know, they constantly leak, hinges fall off of them, lids fall off of them. So you have a graveyard of coolers in your garage or your basement. So what happens with the rotomolding process? It's very, you know, I think it's a little bit of voodoo science. It's fairly similar to the process that you make a kayak. You, for lack of better terms, you take a powder, you put it into an aluminum mold, heat that powder up, it turns to liquid. As it turns to liquid, it begins to cool and takes shape. After it takes its initial shape, you take it out, put it in a cooling fixture, which basically is clamping the cooler down so it continues to take the shape. After that, you have to fill it with 2 inches of foam insulation all the way around. And what that does is it gives you your ice retention. Our coolers hold ice up to 10 days. The beauty of that is you can, you know, pack fish in there for, you know, for a family trip when you go down to the coast. And, you know, for us guys that live in Tennessee, we go to the Gulf Coast a lot, and we'll catch a lot of fish. And we're always afraid that, you know, bringing that fish back, it's not going to be fresh. But with this, you can pack your cooler down one time, enjoy the rest of your trip for your, with your family, and then when you get home, you've got fresh seafood and you've got the assurance that, hey, this fish isn't tainted, or, hey, it's not thrown out. You've got that good quality assurance of your ice there. So going back from the process, after you insulate it, then you bring it over to, and then you assemble it. You add, you know, you attach the lid. You, in our case, you add a cargo net, put on your rope handles, and that type thing. So, you know, it's just not dumping a piece out and then assembling it. You've got some really high-tech stuff that goes into building a roto-molded cooler.
Now, let me ask you this. You just mentioned a cargo net. Is that going to be available on all the sizes?
Yes, sir. It'll be a standard equipment on every size that we have. And then sometime after the first year, we'll offer a upgrade version to a dry bag version. So the guys that totally want that, you know, dry bag version, that'll be an upgrade charge that you can add on as a component to your cooler. But our standard wet bagging is standard equipment that comes with every size.
That's going to be awesome, man, especially for those of us that are looking forward to having them to use as standing platforms and such on our kayaks. You know, use them as a push-pull platform, and you can have your goodies right next to your feet, right below your feet. That's really cool.
And it's a lot of different these boats go things go in a lot of different types of boats, but you know, for stand-up paddle boards, to having that extra space on something you've already got there for the stuff you want quick and to have access to, it's just got extra storage there to have those items you want to have readily available.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Let me break away for just a second and let our buddy over there, Black Dog Custom Rods, Lenny, have a good evening, my friend. Thanks for showing up again. The Superficial, which is a Jackson product, that'll be a cool accessory to pick up to add to your Superficial for sure. So, again, all American made and a lifetime warranty, literally lifetime, for the entire life of the cooler. I don't think that there's anything on the market that can really compete with that as far as those two things are concerned.
Strongest warranty on the market.
Yeah, and the fact that it's made here in the States is a beautiful thing. We're getting more – I think people are starting to get more and more cognizant of what they're buying as far as that is concerned. I know that over at Kayaks Web O, we pride ourselves in carrying pretty much only things that are made in the States. So we've definitely done our homework and research and as far as that stuff goes. And I know in talking to you, man, the pride that you have in this product, even, and it's funny because even just with the one size that's available now and the other sizes coming out, beginning of the year, you're definitely excited about it, man. You can tell. And that excitement, you know, people pick up on, and I see nothing but good things for Orca, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so Outdoor Recreational Company of America. Again, this is Bill Terry. He's the Vice President of Sales. Check out OrcaCoolers.com. I mean, if you guys have any questions, they also have a Facebook page too. So I got to ask you some fishing questions, man, just because it is a fishing show.
Sure.
So I talked to you briefly. You're going down to fish down in Mississippi.
Yeah, going to Mississippi, actually, well, it's got a kind of a crazy week, going to Akron tomorrow afternoon and then returning Wednesday, then we're leaving for Mississippi, going down to fish the Mississippi coast with one of our pro staff guys. He says the redfish and trout is super hot right now, and the doormat flounder are being caught readily available. He says his freezer's full, we need to get down there and take home a few flounder in our Orca cooler.
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem, is it?
No, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's killer, man. And next time you get a chance to come on down here, I know you can't make it down for the boondoggle because you got the Wild Turkey Foundation thing going on. Next time you get down here, we'll for sure get you out on the water and put you on some fish as well.
Have you got a big boat that's big enough for me to get in?
Yeah, we've got, you're a big dude, man. We've got some boats that'll work out for you. I mean, you know, I got that big tuna, man. I'll throw you in that boat. But, I've got some buddies with some flat skiffs and some big offshore boats, too. So by then, if you've got a 260 that needs to be bloodied up with some yellowfin tunas, we may have to try and arrange a trip like that.
sweet. I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a guy online today that was headed to the Keys and was going to send me up some smoked tuna dip because that's one of my favorites, just to get a good fish dip. So he was heading down. He was going to send me some fish dip on dry ice for the holidays.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, well, let me know, man. Anytime you need any kind of smoked fish or any kind of smoked food, smoked fish, smoked shrimp dip, smoked mussel dip. I've got a local spot. It's actually called the Smokehouse, and all they do is smoke food.
Sweet. Got to fish with a guy that runs a Chaos boat down there in Stuart, Florida, and that was lunch. We had smoked jack dip and crackers.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a... That's a staple over in Port Canaveral, man, is smoked kingfish, smoked shrimp, there's literally every smoked marlin dip. They've got all kinds of smoked dip. It's crazy. But cool, man.
That's
well, listen.
My favorite time of day is eating.
Yeah. Well, you met me, man. You saw me. You know I'm the same way. But, you know, that's probably why we got along so well. But so if anybody wants to contact Orca, if they have any questions, do you have some contact information you can throw out there?
Sure, absolutely. You can send direct to my email, which is bill@orcacoolers.com. Or you can, if you're interested in being a retailer, we're looking for great retailers, and we didn't even mention that. We're looking for mom-and-pop type retailers. You won't see our stuff in the big box stores. We're looking for folks that are diehard evangelists for our products. So if you're interested in being a retailer, sales@orcacoolers.com, which comes to my inbox as well. But we're looking for great folks to help us get our product out there and a little grassroots advertising, and and then also you can find out more information about our company, read our company bios at orcacoolers.com. Also, Facebook page is Orca Coolers, Twitter feeds is Orca Coolers, @OrcaCoolers, and @OrcaCoolerMan, which is me. So social media all over the place. If you told me a year ago I'd be on Twitter, I'd call you crazy, but it's definitely a way to get some information out there, folks.
Yeah, it's killer. And also, too, I got to tell everybody this. Bill is one of the fastest guys to return an email ever. I mean,
I try to be accessible, so.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, man. I mean, dealing with everything I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks with the boondoggle and stuff. And thank you very much, by the way, for your donation for the boondoggle. Somebody who's somebody's going to be very, very, very lucky to receive one of these coolers as a prize. But, contacting you about some other stuff, it's been a pleasure dealing with you, Bill.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on your show.
No, absolutely, man, anytime. And once again, everybody, that's Bill Terry, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Sales and Marketing, I guess, of Orca Coolers, Outdoor Recreational Company of America. Thanks again, Bill.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Later, buddy. Yeah, nice prize indeed. It's going to be awesome. Got a couple people on the line. I've been waiting for a while. 757, who's this?
What's going on, man?
Oh, what's going on, Mr. Wheeler?
How you been, buddy?
I have been, my friend. I have been. How about you?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And hang on 1 second for me. I'm gonna grab a fishing report from our residential fishing expert up there in Jacksonville, Mr. Rory Gregg. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, brother? How's it going?
Sorry to keep you on hold so long, bud.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Just checking the tide charts and catching up on emails real quick. Enjoying a couple downtime minutes after dinner time and bath time and bed time for the little guy and all that good stuff.
Very nice, very nice. What's the word, man? What's going on up there in Jackson? Anything change over the last couple of weeks, or is it kind of the same old, same old?
Yeah, just this time of year is just transitional season period. So, like I always say, it's time to winterize the fishing. Time to change some things up, and a lot of fluctuation in temperature. So you want to keep your eyes on the tide charts, and you always want to keep a third eye on the weather because it's pretty much changing day in and day out. These are the definite times of year where we fire the weatherman almost on a daily basis. So, like I always said, being a weatherman is the only job that you can be right 20% of the time and keep your job. So, just always trying to look at the water temps in correlation with the times of the tides, because obviously living in a tidal area of the state, your optimum times to fish are going to be those times of the day where the peak temperature of the day is going to be with the peak, you know, time of the best tide of the day. So that's when you're going to get into your best fight. You know, obviously, like they always say, you know, when you can go fishing at any time is a good time, then you want to get out there, but trying to find those optimum, pristine correlations between weather, time, and tide, and getting out there and getting on your spots will bring to success.
Sweet. So you got any plans this week? I mean, you got some charters lined up, or...?
Yeah, I got been firing off a few gift certificates. Definitely appreciate the people scooping up the Pick of the Bay gift certificates, and I always sell those seasonally, and definitely always get quite a few of those for people to give out to their friends, family, loved ones, and people always pass on that. And definitely going to be getting out there this Sunday with a repeat customer of mine, so looking to, again, get on a good time of the day where we got a warming temperature. It's supposed to be almost 80 degrees up here in Jacksonville, so even though we're in South Georgia, we're still in Florida. So that's why we live in Florida, because we're stoked on having some nice low to high 50s in the mornings and mid to upper 70s during the day, a little bit warmer down in your neck of the woods. But hoping to get upwards of almost 77 degrees, hopefully, on Sunday. And got a really, really good tide, kind of mid to late morning, so, and it's a lazy tide until we get into our nice, rip-rapid negative tides and plus tides next week, which will also be really good as well. So look forward to maybe getting out and do some free fishing that week as well. And also, it's sheephead season, so I've been getting some reports from some other local captains and friends that have been pounding the sheepies already. Reports coming in with, you know, 6-8 pounders being caught. Already some really good numbers. And, I mean, as many sheephead as I saw on the flat during flood season, and the size of some of those sheephead in the 10-pound range, I mean, they've got to be pushing out hard on the wrecks and also all the jetty rocks, the big pylons. And getting to them in the kayak is totally accessible. I mean, I always exercise caution to anyone that's trying to brave going out to any jetty areas, especially in the St. John's River. But, you know, we have a lot of other smaller inlet-type areas and a little more protected areas. And then you have your bridge pylons and anywhere that's got some nice open canals to the deeper areas of the water that have a good crustacean structure built up on there. Definitely is a good spot to pound some sheephead, and nothing better eating than some nice ice-cold sheephead this time of year.
Yeah, that's true, man. What's your preferred method of going after them? Do you just use fiddlers or shrimp or sand fleas or what?
Well, if you're advantageous enough to go dig up some sand fleas, you could definitely use those. You can always use shrimp, you know, hooked right through the back. I mean, the go-tos for me is I like to chum them up with it. So I go down to the little local fish mart, and usually they'll let you buy a minimum little bag of oysters, or if you ask them if they have any scrap burlap bags from the bales of oysters they've been getting in bushels, usually they'll sell you or give you some of their scrap. You know, and then you can always shuck oysters. I mean, it's a pain in the butt to shuck your own oysters, but it's a great bait. It's a very fragile bait. You know, you want to hook it into the knuckle, of course. And use about a 20-pound leader on a fish finder rig. Some people prefer just a J-hook. Another really great method is using a little 1 or 2-aught circle hook, because then you're just lifting your rod up continuously, finding that rock down there, that structure, and bouncing that egg sinker and just bouncing off the rock. And when you feel that tension, it's just one motion pulling straight upwards, and then you're on with that smaller circle hook. And then the good old fiddler crab with a jig head hooked right through the butt and bounced to the bottom. And taking those oysters and crushing them up the night before into a bucket. I mean, it's a pretty gnarly little process, but, you know, if you use the good old chum bat, or you just bring a little bucket with you and bring a rubber glove, scoop it in there, and then chuck out a little chum line every now and then, it's just a really tried-and-true method to kind of get them a little wanged up and get them in a feeding frenzy.
Sweet. Yeah, I like convict fish, man. They're a lot of fun to catch, and they're, like you say, they're even better eating, man.
Yeah, they are. Maybe
cool.
I should try and catch one on the Barbie rod.
Maybe you should try and catch one on the Barbie rod, especially a 10-pounder. Listen, dude, if you caught a 10-pound sheephead on a Barbie rod, I don't care what anybody else's catches on a Barbie rod, you should win for the whole month.
Because
that would be pretty cool.
When I heard him calling him about the Barbie rod challenge, hey, man, I'd get out there and Barbie rod it up. I have no shame in that. That'd be just one more fun thing to do.
That's it. You know, you get your fish or two, get your fish or two underneath your underneath your belt for the day, and on conventional gear, and then you pick up the old Barbie rod and start slinging some plastics or whatever, and yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, good deal, brother. Well, I'll look forward to catching up with you tomorrow on the interview stuff, and appreciate you having me on as always.
Absolutely, brother. Real quick, man, people want to go fishing with you up there in Jacksonville. How do they get a hold of you?
Just give me a shout, 904-208-8900, or you can reach me at www.chicopitbay.com. Always keep an eye on our Facebook page as I update that as well. And come on up and have a good time. Just because it's wintertime doesn't mean it's not a good time to fish.
Sweet. Appreciate it, Rory.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Later, man. And from Rory, I know you're still there, Mark. Hang on for me, buddy. From Rory, we're going over to Alan. Captain Backflip. What's going on?
What's up? What's up, man?
What's going down, buddy?
Not much. Tired.
Well, I know you fished
out
today. I saw your
yes,
pictures of your nice trout you caught.
Nice trout. We made the Buck Creek Blast today. We paddled all the way up.
All right. Well, real quick, for those of you that are coming on down to partay with us for the Boondoggle in February, the 15th through the 18th is the official dates. There's it appears it's been lengthened some. So go ahead and give the fine listeners of Kayak Fishing Radio, Kayak Fishing Radio, a little insight to the size of the fish that you ran into today.
Well, we launched the cars, of course, paddled north, and we were probably, I'd say, not even 200-300 yards up that west shoreline. And probably the second, we paddled out kind of deep, cut back in, and started fishing where, Alex has got a little oak tree spot, he calls it. We started there and busted a 25-inch trout right off the bat. Nice fish. And probably three casts after that, hooked that big one that I got, and he was probably right at or a hair over almost 27.
Nice.
And that fish was all of, I have never caught such a fat speckled trout. That thing was just, it looked like he, somebody made a comment earlier, it looked like he swallowed a football, and that's about how he was. He was just humongous around. And both of them on an SSB molting, of course, but so that started the day out. Alex got him a nice, probably middle upper slot red. We bumped up a couple schools going up, actually starting to see some tailors. And we threw us some, the wind was kind of coming up. It was kind of tough to get positioned on the tail and fish. But, Alex threw a one. He got one hooked up. It was running right at the boat. He couldn't get tied on it. It came off. But we made the haul all the way up to Bucks Creek. And we got up there, and, man, there was just, we probably saw, I'd say, 8 or 10 40-plus-inch redfish just cruising. We took some casts at them. They didn't want to touch nothing. And then we stopped just for a second just to kind of, retie some stuff we thought might get them to bite. And we saw, both of us happened to look up about the same time, we saw about a broom-sized black drum tail just doing a headstand. And I pitched out in front of him, couldn't really get the angle on him. Of course, he went down, wouldn't take it. And we kind of putted around there a little bit, saw some more fish, threw at him. That was about it. The wind came up pretty bad, dirtied up the water real bad. So we got off the water probably almost 4 o'clock. But, you know, a little bit slower than normal, but a good day. Got some good fish.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, we it's getting to be that time of year, man. Those tails are going to start popping up all over the place.
Yep,
and
they're coming. They're there. Getting there.
Yep. And then we should also start to see those big uglies, those big black drums starting to show up too. I hate to do it, man, but you know what? The next few times I go up there, I'm going to have some kind of shrimp or mullet or something, man, because...
Yeah. You know, yeah, we had nothing. I had your little secret bag of goodies you gave me there, and I put that on, but I think it was a little bit too late. You know, we weren't seeing. I didn't get any shots after that, so, yeah, it's probably going to hit stuff like that.
Yeah, yep. But, you know, it's a good sign, man. And the trout, for those folks that are living out of the area, I see Lozier still in the chat room there. Come on down here to Florida to our boondoggle. You will absolutely have a opportunity to catch your biggest trout you've ever seen in your entire life. The No Motor Zone is loaded with some big trout. I mean, remember a couple weeks ago, buddy, when me and you were standing up and we're paddling back and forth and, you know, just kind of cruising around, you know, trying to sight fish. And remember all those big trout that we kept pushing around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're still there. We saw, you know, that was only the fish we caught. And I didn't, you know, that big fish, I wouldn't say I sight fished them, but I saw the water kind of, you know, he was kind of milling around in real shallow water. So, you know, I saw something. But, yeah, we saw tons of fish, redfish, trout. I mean, they're still there. It's just with the conditions right now, the wind switched around from the northeast, and, you know, it's just real hard to get on them. So, but, yeah, they're there. We saw them for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. I think if we if this weather we're dealing with right now is any indication, hopefully, to what our winter's going to be like, I know, I can't. It's gonna be a crazy trout, another crazy trout winter, man. It's gonna be nuts. But I'll tell you what, last year, this time last year, started it for me anyway, for just like the giant trout bonanza. It lasted from December all the way through February into March, and it was just every fish was over 20 inches, and every fish was fat as could be, and like I told you before, remember, well, everybody who fished with us a couple weeks ago, we'd all catch a fish that's 22, 23, 24 inches or whatever, a trout. And we're like, you know, do you want a picture of it? Nah. You know, because the 22, 23, 24 inch trout, while they are still nice fish, they're nothing compared to the ones that we know we're going to be getting, you know. So pretty crazy, man. I know that my goal this winter is to get a big trout. I'd love to get one 30 inches plus on fly. That would, listen, if I caught one that's 30 plus inches on fly, I don't think I'd ever throw another fly at a trout ever again. You know, but I don't think it's that out of the question to be able to do it. Last year, my biggest trout was just a smidge over 32. My buddy Chris, he caught his first 30-plus inch trout last year. In fact, that was his first trout over 20 inches, was a 30-inch fish that we caught over by Beacon 42. So, you know, it's that time of year, man. It's going to be good. I know you were telling me prior to the show, yesterday I think it was, that the Reds in the No Motor Zone are starting to school up a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they're, we saw probably, I'd say we bumped up 3 or 4 schools today. And, you know, this was the first time actually since, you know, we started fishing up there real heavy, we're starting to see them tail. We saw probably, you know, no groups of tailers yet. They were just single tailers, but, you know, they're starting to school up a little bit, and the single tailers were popping up. I mean, they were, you know, just all the way up the whole, just the whole shoreline, all the way up the Bucks. I mean, we were seeing them pretty good, and I think the only thing knocked them down was the wind. You know, like I know you told me before, they just don't like that wind, and we were surprised we saw that black drum, you know, doing that handstand like he was, because it was blowing pretty good. But you know, they're starting to the water's actually dropped about probably a foot. It's kind of dirtied up a little bit, I think, with the wind change around from the northeast. It kind of, you know, it's a little bit dirtier than it's been, but the water's starting to drop. You know, I think as soon as the starts getting colder and keeps dropping like it is, I think, you know, they're there. I just think with the water up, it's just harder to sing them. But, you know, they're getting good. They're schooling up. I think it's going to be a great winter.
Yeah, it's going to be tremendous, I think. But I see there's some folks talking about, you know, the no motor zone bouncing back. Listen, man, this last trip was my worst trip I've had in 5 trips out there. And I still caught a really, really nice fish. I mean, the trout was 23 inches about or so that I caught. So, I mean, you can't complain about a 23-inch fish, but didn't catch one stinking red. You know, we worked our way all the way up to the sticks, up by where our little pocket is there, and ran into Wade. Wade had himself 5 reds by the time we got to him. He launched before us, and we worked over the area that he was at pretty well, and I just couldn't buy a bite, man. I just couldn't buy a bite. Couldn't tell. We had it was interesting. We I don't know. It's just one of those days. I mean, the water definitely got dirty or whatever, for us, and I don't know. But I'll tell you what was crazy is the weeks prior to that were just stupid, were they not? I mean,
oh yeah,
we had 9 people with us that one day, and everybody out there caught fish. Everybody out there caught reds and trout, both. It was just, you know, dumb, you know, really dumb. But really like it up there, man. It's a lot of fun fishing that area.
We passed, Chris was going out as we were coming in. Production Chris, I think, is in, I don't see him in the chat room, but yeah, he was, as we were coming in, he was going out. So I don't know how they did tonight, but as we were paddling back, it was probably about, you know, pushing 4 o'clock. The wind was starting to lay down. So, you know, those fish might have bumped up again tonight and started, you know, started feeding, started tailing. So interesting to know how they did going up, because they were heading out as we were coming in. Him and a buddy.
Looks like Austin's leaving. Appreciate you being there, buddy. Everybody check out helpemilynow.org and, you know, see what you guys can do to help out Austin and his family. But appreciate you being here, bud. Let's see. So Chris was paddling out, was he? Did he happen to be in a Jackson boat?
No, he was in his, whatever that, you know, I know I've seen him before. I'm not sure exactly what model it is, but, kind of the grayish looking color. I don't know if it's
the Grand Slam.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm not sure who it was he was with, but he was whoever he was with was in a Black Widow Jackson Cuda with a rudder kit.
Well, that's
yours or okay.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of figured it looked familiar, but they were heading north, and you know, we told them make the long paddle if they were up for it. You know, that's where we were seeing most of the fish. I'm not sure what they did.
Yeah, it's getting to be about that time to maybe do the first ever Mr. and Mrs. Levi camping trip to Carr's Park, you know, sooner than later, and spend some time up there and, you know, mess around with some stink bait and see if we can't catch some big uglies and some big redfish. But cool, man. So let's see. You plan on fishing at all this weekend, Alan?
Yeah, actually, probably going Friday. They try a new spot on Friday and see if we can. Depending on the wind, we're going to wait and see what the wind looks like. A couple ideas in mind, maybe for a new spot. Check it out. It's been a long time. Yeah. So I was. Gonna let you know. I'll get with you later.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. I appreciate that information.
Yeah.
And we'll see. And I'll see. I get to see you tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah. We're going. Yeah, we're gonna gonna make the trip over and check it out. Sounds like a good time. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Well, listen, man, I definitely appreciate you calling in and giving us that report. And
not a problem.
And do so every week if you don't mind. I always like hearing your side of the story, especially when you fall in the water.
Yeah. Been doing pretty good so far.
I know, man. I'm just messing with you. That's it. That's the last time I'll mention it.
All right.
Last time I'll mention it, brother. All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, man. Take care.
Later. Mr. Wheeler, you've been patient.
Yeah, bud.
Did you fish it all this past week?
Yeah, I got out to the HRBT last night. It was one of the nights, I forget. You know, it's been a weird year for us. I mean, we haven't had a really strong current that I've been out, at least, or that I've seen all year. You know, it's... or all striper season, I should say. You know, where the current is just ripping so hard that, you know, you almost can't cast kind of thing. So, a little bit of work came into it, you know, trying to find these stripers that are not on top. And finally, you know, thanks to Wayne Bradby, the head honcho, or one of the head honchos with TKA and the tournament, pulled up next to him, and he's like, they're on the bottom. And I'm like, really? All right. Started casting a big storm shad. First cast, bounced along the bottom, and immediately hooked up on an 18-inch fish. And I'm like, there we go, finally. So, and must have caught maybe 20 fish within that time. Kept my two, and called it a day. That's been about it.
Cool. All right. Well, I just had somebody ask, what's the HRBT? Well, for those of you that don't know, Mr. Mark Wheeler, he is our Wednesday night host. He hails from the great state of Virginia, over in Virginia Beach. So that would be why you probably have never heard of that particular bridge before. But cool, man. That's awesome. You got any plans for this weekend? You going to be out fishing?
That's my plan, hopefully. All depends on the weather. I'm going to be making my first annual trip across to the concrete ships and try to have a striper enjoy a pierced eel to his lips. So we'll see what happens.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, man. You know, I always appreciate you calling, man, even though, you know, you got your own show, you always take the time out to come on, and I appreciate that very much. And for those that want to listen to Mark's show, please do so. It's Wednesday night, all the shows. The Lozier Show tomorrow night, Wheeler Show Wednesday night, and Chip Show Thursday night. All good shows, of course, now. You can listen to them from the comfort of your own smartphone. If you have an Android phone, you can pick up our free Android app. If you have an iPhone, we're just waiting on getting everything to come through from the fine people at Apple, and then you'll be able to listen to us on Apple as well. So, good deal. Awesome. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, anytime, buddy.
So let's see real quick, man. We've had a pretty good show. Had upwards of 30 people there in the chat room, which is pretty nice, and lots of faces, lots of names I recognize. Hopefully most of you are coming down to the boondoggle. It's going to be a party. And here is some music for you.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Of course, yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource. I saw that we had one half of the wonderful people from Yak Angler in there. Oh, he's still there. Yak Angler Adam in the house. Appreciate all the hard work that Mark and Adam do to put together yakangler.com to give us the ultimate kayak fishing resource on the internet to go and read product reviews and fishing reports and all kinds of fun stuff. Those guys bust their butts, man, to bring us what we have there. And, you know, it's always appreciated if you can go and thank them for it. But let's see. A second Lagoon Doggle. Right on, Lagoon Doggle. Yeah, so now we're at that awkward point of the show where I would normally do all my sponsor drops. What I'm going to do rather than that is just thank a few people who have stepped up in the last couple of weeks to donate some more prizes to our Boondoggle Door Prize selection, which has grown to be just about ridiculous. We've got Mr. Hammerhead there in the chat room has done us a great job of getting some man-type prizes from Milwaukee Tools. We got, I think, a cordless drill and a saw kit coming to us. Sure Set Jigs stepped up. They're going to give us a couple of jig packs or jig trays, I guess, to give away. What else? We've got American Eagle Canoes. Chuck over there at American Eagle Canoes stepped up and has given us a canoe to give away, which will have some logos on the canoe. You'll have yakangler.com, Kayak Fishing Radio, and a few others that will be on that. A very special canoe that will be given away. You know, we've got, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be a good time. So we got a special announcement coming next week. I think next week my special guests, who do I have lined up for next week? Let's see. Captain Mike Ortigo from Tackle Webs. He'll be joining us here on the show. He's there in the chat room. Tackle Webs is the last tackle storage system that you'll ever need to buy for your kayak. Forget about a milk crate, you know, and having 17 rods on the back of your kayak. All you need is somewhere to put a couple of packs of Slayer inks, whether it be the SSTs or SSBs, and some sunscreen, some snacks. I like snacks. And Tackle Webs will provide that storage system that you should need, it will fit your needs, I should say. I've got, check that out, beers for everyone next week. Good job, Mike. You're such a gentleman, this guy. So anyway, we got, here, I'm going to buy the group around right now. I've got two Tackle Web bags on my Jackson Cuda that I fish all the time, or I should just say on my Jackson seat that I use all the time because I just move from boat to boat. But I've got one underneath the seat, one on the back of the seat, and I don't even need a tackle tray anymore. Really, truly, if you know, I use the tackle tray for my Slayers because Mr. Sensi hooks it up. And so I have way too many to keep in little plastic bags. But for all of my other stuff, my leader wheels, my pliers, my snips, my snacks, just about everything can go in the tackle webs. So it's pretty awesome. But anyhow, cool. Listen, tune in next week. I got Captain Mike Ortigo joining me. I got Chris Sensi from Slayer joining us again. To be taking some of y'all's calls, give me some fishing reports. Hopefully Alan will have a good one. Peppy and I believe may try and sneak out and do a little bit of bridge fishing. Yeah, a little bit of bridge fishing. We'll see. What's your favorite snack, Mr. Chuck? Honestly, when I'm on the water, crackers in the kayak or pretzel rods. Pretzel rods are pretty much it, though. I mean, you get me a bag of pretzel rods, and me and you are best friends forever. BFFs. Whatever. Cool. Well, that's about all I got. Tackle webs are the best, Pepe. You are correct. Take a look at Mike's website, tacklewebs.com, and you'll see some, maybe some ideas that will help you out. Get the get your wife, your girlfriend, your brother, your mom, your dad, somebody to buy you a Tackle Webs for Christmas. You're going to want to have one by the boondoggle. That's all I'm saying. And that's it. That's all I got. But, in the cliff notes of tonight's show, I must say I am sorry. I did not mention Elusive Tales at the top of my sponsor list. But I'll go ahead and mention them now. Elusive Tales, elusivetales.com. Check them out. Awesome clothing. Marcella and AJ do a great job with that, and they're good people. Tomorrow night, for any of you guys that are here in Central Florida and you want to come out and watch a Guy Harvey movie, which I heard is epic, Fish on Fire over in Orlando is having the Orlando Kayak Fishing Club's Christmas party. And the Guy Harvey movie will take place, and after the Guy Harvey movie, there will be dinner and in social time. Bring a lure for Secret Santa thing, and I guess they're going to allow you to kind of give a little story about why you chose the lure that you chose. So that should be pretty cool. Festivities kick off at, I believe, 6:30 tomorrow evening. I am attending that event. Hopefully more of you will. Check out our group page on Facebook, Space Coast Kayak Anglers. You know, if you're not a part of Space Coast Kayak Anglers, please do so. If you are a member of Space Coast Kayak Anglers, you're listening to the show tonight. Everybody who is a member of Space Coast Kayak Anglers receives 10% off of anything they buy except for kayaks at Kayaks by Bow. Thank you very much, Kayaks by Bow, for stepping up and doing that. Killer, Tom and Lynn, they got a great place over there. And that's pretty much all we got, man. It's, what have we got going on? Mike says here there will be Bones film as well. Cool. Wow. Something. Anyways, good deal. All right, folks. Listen, most importantly, be safe out there. Don't try and paddle by yourself. Take a friend in case something happens. Take a kid fishing. They are the future of our sport. And clean up after yourselves and others. Let's keep our waterways nice and clean and protected for our little ones. Trey and Logan, go to sleep. Daddy's tired. Mama, you should already be in bed. She's tired. She had a long day today. And to everybody else who listens to the show tonight, man, and on the new live streaming deal, appreciate it. Thank you. Friend me on Facebook. Later. Oh, wait. Almost forgot. He's already out of here. Oh, well, I was going to wish Steve Brand good luck tomorrow in trying to get that elusive redfish on fly tomorrow. Later, everybody.